Welcome to Redmond Radio. I'm your host, Michael Domingo, editor of mcpmag.com and redmondmag.com, and I do thank you for listening. Here's what we'll cover in this episode for the week of January 21st. The European Union, once again, investigates Microsoft. Microsoft reports an Excel security flaw. Rumors abound that Windows 7 will launch a year earlier than expected. And Sun buys MySQL while Oracle buys DEA Systems. Before we head to the first Redmond Radio News segment, let's take a quick break. Welcome back, and thanks for listening to Redmond Radio, the weekly podcast roundup of Microsoft news and other IT happenings. First, a note of thanks to everyone who listens to this podcast. Because you download, we continue to strive into the new year. And that means we'll continue to give away Redmond t-shirts to listeners in our weekly Redmond t-shirt giveaway. And starting a few weeks ago, we began to provide the secret word of the week for the Tech Mentor All Access Pass giveaway. Want to know more? Be sure to listen to the end of the podcast for details. Now on with the news. Here's what made headlines over at redmondmag.com. First, European regulators said last Monday that they were again investigating Microsoft, this time on suspicion of abusing its market position by squeezing out competing internet browsers and software rivals dependent on Microsoft programs. The European Commission opened two formal probes, the first move against the company since a court 4 months ago backed the EU in a long-running legal battle over Microsoft's actions in using Windows to elbow into new software markets. Microsoft said it would cooperate fully with the Commission's investigation and provide any and all information that's necessary. EU spokesman Jonathan Todd said he could not put a time frame on how long it would take regulators to decide whether they would file formal charges against the company, saying this usually depended on how complicated the issues are and the level of cooperation that we receive from the company under investigation. Although regulators did not specifically name Microsoft's latest operating system, they will take a look at some of Vista's features such as desktop search. The EU is also wading into a new row between Microsoft and open source developers backed by IBM by looking into Microsoft's open XML format and for archiving documents. The first new probe, which was triggered by a complaint from Norway's Opera Software, will look at whether Microsoft illegally gives away IE browsers for free with Windows. Opera had called on the EU to strip IE out of Windows or carry alternative browsers. The investigation will also check into search that's packaged with its OS. The second investigation will examine whether Microsoft withheld information from companies that wanted to make products compatible with its software, including Office Word Processing, Spreadsheet, and Office Management Tools, also some server products, and Microsoft's push into the Internet under the name of the .NET framework. The EU said it was acting on a complaint from the European Committee for Interoperable Systems, which is a group representing IBM, Nokia, and Sun, to name a few. Microsoft is bringing digital advertising to the grocery cart. The company spent 4 years working with MediaCart Holdings on a grocery cart-mounted console that helps shoppers find products in the store, then scan and pay for their items without waiting in the checkout line. Microsoft's acquisition of online advertiser Aquantive last year for $6 billion shored up the company's capacity to serve video ads onto these grocery cart screens. Starting in the second half of 2008, the companies plan to test MediaCart on ShopRite supermarkets on the East Coast. Customers with a ShopRite loyalty card will be able to log onto a website at home and type in their grocery lists. When they get to the store and swipe their cards on the MediaCart console, the list will appear. As shoppers scan their items and place them in the cart, the console gives a running price tally and checks items off of the shopping list. The system also uses RFID to sense where the shopper's card is in the store. That RFID data can then help ShopRite and food makers understand shopping patterns, and the technology can also be used to send certain advertisements to people at certain points while shopping. At the Macworld conference and expo last week, Microsoft released Office 2008 for Mac. The suite was originally supposed to ship last summer. It arrived last week as three editions, which included one for the education market. The new version of Office for Mac is a universal binary, able to run on both older PowerPC Macs and newer Intel-based Macs natively. It incorporates a number of new features and applications, including, among others, Microsoft Messenger for Mac. Microsoft last week rolled out Microsoft Dynamics for Retail, a turnkey solution that ties front-end CRM functions with back-end ERP and supply chain management systems. The company used the National Retail Federation show in New York last week to showcase a new version of the Dynamics family. The suite ties together Microsoft Dynamics AX 4.0, which provides a front-end interface for business operations, including CRM, financials, supply chain, BI, and other operational functions. The Dynamics Retail Management System, which is a point-of-sale platform with both in-store and headquarters components, and Retail Chain Manager for Dynamics AX, which includes modules to support pricing, inventory, campaign, and store management, as well as various reporting functions. Microsoft Dynamics for Retail is targeted at large retail chains, but not the big box stores such as Walmart, Target, and Best Buy. Here's an interesting tidbit for developers who anticipate working with Visual Studio 2008 when it's released later next month. Microsoft last week began releasing the .NET Framework Library source code for .NET 3.5. The source code for more than a dozen libraries, including ASP.NET, Windows Presentation Layer, Windows Forms, and the .NET Base Class libraries, are now accessible, according to a blog post from Scott Guthrie, the general manager of Microsoft's developer division. Interesting news from last month. Rob Short, corporate vice president of Windows Core Technology, left the Redmond, Washington-based company last month. Microsoft didn't comment on his departure. Short's departure is the third among high-level Microsoft executives to be reported within a week's time. Microsoft says the departure of Short is wholly unrelated to the departure of Jeff Rakes, president of Microsoft's business division, and Bruce Jaffe, vice president of corporate development in charge of mergers and acquisitions. Rakes is leaving in September, while Jaffe plans to step down at the end of next month. Besides departures, Microsoft still manages to attract big names. Last week, the company hired a former Disney executive for its chief information officer vacancy. Tony Scott, a former VP and CIO at Walt Disney Company, will helm Microsoft's CIO desk next month, reporting to Chief Operating Officer Kevin Turner. Scott was also a CTO at General Motors and a Vice President of Operations at Bristol-Myers Squibb. Scott replaces Stuart Scott, who was fired back in November after 2 years on the job. Scott's dismissal came after he was alleged to have violated unspecified company policies. Back to some real news, so to speak. Microsoft said hackers have found a way to use some older versions of Excel to take over control of people's computers. Microsoft last week said it would look into reports on the Excel flaw, which affects Office Excel 2003, Service Pack 2, Excel Viewer 2003, Excel 2002, and Excel 2000 and Excel 2004 for Mac. Excel 2007, 2007 SP1, and Excel 2008 for Mac are not thought to be affected, said the company. Microsoft recommends that until a fix is in place, Excel users protect their computers by using a tool called the Microsoft Office Isolated Conversion Environment, which scans the files prior to opening a spreadsheet. Finally, in the last bit of Redmond news, several blog reports claim that the Milestone 1 code for Windows 7, which is the next version of Vista, was released to several partners. The news comes from TG Daily, showing a roadmap for the software and indications on it showing release planned for the second half of 2009. Microsoft had unofficially said it plans to release Windows 7 in 2010, although All About Microsoft blogger Mary Jo Foley has been posting information that indicates Microsoft really has been targeting a 2009 release date. And that's it for news from Redmond. Remember to listen to the very end of the podcast to find out how to enter the T-shirt giveaway and the Redmond Radio Tech Mentor All Access Pass giveaway. Up next, news from the wire right here on Redmond Radio.
Pra Oslo, pra sair no Oslo Dum, bloco Oslo da terra lá do bacalhau, que todo ano cai a neve ou faça sol, vai pra avenida no dia de carnaval. Eu vou pra Oslo, pra sair no Oslo Dum.
Thanks once again for listening to Redmond Radio. If you enjoy listening to this program and staying informed with what's happening in IT, please pass this show around to your colleagues. Before we get to the newswire, here's an update regarding what's online on the Redmond Media Group websites. Check out the January 2008 issue of Redmond Magazine. What's behind Microsoft's infrastructure optimization strategy? The company says it has to do with streamlining IT operations, and Redmond has the scoop. Plus, Redmond editors choose the best products of 2007. and in Redmond Channel Partner, a list of the important executives that you should know in 2008 if you want your partnership to grow as Microsoft grows. And finally, a reminder to listen all the way to the end of the podcast for details on how to enter our weekly Redmond t-shirt giveaway, as well as the Tech Mentor All Access Pass giveaway. Lots of good stuff on the wire last week. First, IBM last week made Beta 2 of its software development collaboration tool broadly available from its jazz.net site. IBM's new Rational Team Concert Express aims to make it easier for development teams, even remote ones, to work together writing software and better track changes and contributions more efficiently. The earlier June beta was available just to IBM customers, academicians, and partners. This release is open to anyone. The end product will not be open source. The final Concert Express product will be a commercial for sale product, according to Scott Hebner, Vice President of Marketing and Strategy for IBM's Rational Group. IBM had other good news last week. The company last Thursday reported that it had made $3.96 billion, or $2.80 per share, on revenue of $28.9 billion last quarter. In the comparable period a year earlier, it made $3.54 billion, or $2.31 per share, on revenue of $26.3 billion. That 10% revenue gain would have been 4% if not for the weakness in the dollar. Payments in other currencies now translate into more dollars. And in fact, IBM attributes its success last quarter partly by betting big overseas, where most of the company's revenues come from. Acquisition news involved some pretty heavy hitters last week. Virtualization software maker VMware snapped up application virtualization vendor ThinStall. Although terms weren't disclosed, the acquisition is a big one for VMware, since it makes them a player in the virtualized application space, where Citrix is with its recent ZenSource buy, and Microsoft's development of Hyper-V will be strong contenders for the application virtualization market. Sun Microsystems expects to acquire MySQL, the leading supplier of open-source database software, for $1 billion. The move instantly makes Sun a player in the database market dominated by Oracle, IBM, and Microsoft. Sun CEO Jonathan Schwartz characterized this buy as its most significant in company history. Schwartz cited MySQL's 2007 revenues, which were around $75 million, which is just a slice of the $15 billion that was spent in the DBMS segment last year overall. Oracle agreed last week to buy BEA Systems for about $7.85 billion. The deal gives Oracle's CEO, Larry Ellison, another trophy in his growing collection of acquisitions, with the company this time boosting Oracle's position in the middleware market. The deal ended up costing Oracle a tad short of $20 per share. The company had originally offered $17 a share, which BEA rejected in hopes it would get Oracle to lay out at least $21. Check out this survey that'll have you seeing spots. According to a survey released last week from ChangeWave Research, Apple's Leopard operating system gets high marks from consumers, with Vista editions trailing the pack. ChangeWave surveyed 4,604 consumers in the first week of January and found that 81% are very satisfied with the Leopard operating system, compared with 53% for Windows XP Home Edition and 51% for Windows XP Professional. Only 27% of Vista Home Premium users and 15% of Vista Home Basic users gave their operating system the top ranking. The news, naturally, bodes well for Apple as more users begin to look at the OS in regards to future computer purchases. More survey news. SANS released a report 2 weeks ago naming the top IT security threats in 2008. Top of the list, website attacks on browsers. The 12 security experts who participated in the report say that this is among the biggest threats, since many browsers use components like Flash and QuickTime that are not often updated with the latest security measures. Second on the list is the botnet, which the experts believe to be getting more sophisticated and evolving to become more effective in spreading. Not all threats come from the outside, though. Fifth on the list is the inside job, where rogue employees or ex-employees gain access to internal systems and cause a business disruption for any reason, such as revenge for being fired, or just for profiting from data that isn't supposed to be viewed. Read the rest of the report by going to the news link on the podcast. And finally, in our last item, speaking of being vulnerable, another study has found that privacy concerns stemming from online shopping rose in 2007, as the loss of theft or credit card information and other personal data soared to unprecedented levels. 61% of Americans said they were very or extremely concerned about the privacy of personal information when buying online, which is an increase from 47% in 2006. Before last year, that figure had largely been dropping since 2001. People who do not shop online tend to be more worried, as are newer internet users, regardless of whether they buy things on the internet, according to the survey from the University of Southern California's Center for the Digital Future. The study comes as privacy and security groups report that an increasing number of personal records are being compromised because of data breaches at online retailers, banks, government agencies, and corporations. The Identity Theft Resource Center, for instance, listed more than 125 million records reported compromised in the U.S. last year. That's a six-fold increase from the nearly 20 million records reported in 2006. And believe it or not, that's news from the wire as well as this week's episode of Redmond Radio. Before we go, I'd like to remind faithful Redmond Radio listeners that you can win a Redmond t-shirt in my weekly t-shirt giveaway. To enter, just send me an email at mdomingo@1105media.com. That's mdomingo at 1105media.com with Redmond t-shirt on the subject line of your message. That's also the address to enter the TechMentor giveaway. If you want to enter both the t-shirt giveaway as well as the contest for the TechMentor Pass, you must enter TechMentor Pass on the subject line of your message instead of Redmond t-shirt. And put this week's secret word, PowerShell, in the body of your message. That's PowerShell. TechMentor takes place March 30th through April 3rd at San Francisco's Moscone Center, and it's the 10th anniversary of the IT event. Because TechMentor is co-located with the VS Live Developer Conference, that means the All Access Pass provides access to both events. The TechMentor contest runs until March 1st and will pick a winner on March 3rd among all valid email entries. If you want to enter via snail mail, you can also do that by sending a postcard with your name, address, and phone number to me, care of 1105 Media, 16261 Laguna Canyon Road, Irvine, California, 92618. Congratulations this week to David M. He's the t-shirt winner. David's entry also gets him a spot among only a handful of people who've entered the TechMentor contest so far. Well, that's it for this episode of Redmond Radio. I'm Michael Domingo. And I once again want to thank all you listeners for your continued support of Redmond Radio through your continued streaming and downloading of this program throughout the year. See you here next week. Thank you.